I once have a story I want to share.
有一位弟兄，他的人生走进了一个低谷。
A brother had reached a low point in his life.
他的婚姻走到了尽头。
His marriage came to an end.
曾经相爱的人，他们现在的心远隔千山万水。
Two people who were once in love were now emotionally separated.
而他的职业也亮了红灯。
And his career also hit a red light.
因为公司重组的关系，他的职位被裁掉了。
Due to corporate restructuring, his position was eliminated.
可是又偏偏在这个关头上，他发现他的健康也出了问题，因为工作，因为各方面的压力的缘故，他的健康出了问题。
And right at this critical junction and a mounting pressure, his own health began to fail as well.
他曾经以为自己聪明能干、春风得意，好像他自己的前途和命运一切都掌握在自己的手里。
He had once believed he was capable and thriving, with his future and destiny held securely in his own hands.
可是现在在这个时候，他突然发现自己走到了尽头，自己以前所有的自信、人生的梦想，都突然间发现烟消云散。
Now, suddenly, he had reached a dead end. His former confidence and life dreams vanished into the thin air overnight.
他发现自己原来如此的，脆弱无助，就像暴风雨中的一叶小舟一样，随风飘荡。
He realized he was utterly fragile and helpless, like a solitary boat in a violent storm.
所以在绝望当中，他想到教会，他就走进了教会。
So in despair, he walked into a church.
教会里头的弟兄姐妹。非常的热情，对他关怀备至，充满了爱心。
And the brothers and sisters at church welcomed him with warm care and love.
但他在教会里头找到的却是孤独，
Yet what he found inside was still loneliness.
因为他发现教会里头弟兄姐妹，他们都充满了信心和力量，他们非常的热情向上的、积极向上的生命。跟他这个死因的幽谷里头挣扎的心相比，简直是格格不入。
And he felt that believers appeared full of faith and strength, their vibrant, uplifting life seemed completely incompatible with his struggle in the valley of shadow of death.
弟兄姐妹的鼓励、安慰，对他所面临的困难来讲，好像是隔河观火一样。
And to the hardship he was facing, the spiritual encouragement from congregation felt instant, like watching a fire from across the river.
但是在教会当中，他听到了一个名字。
Yet in the church, he heard a name.
他听到有一个人跟他经历过一样的经历。
A man who, just like him, had walked through the same
这个
valley of
人也曾
death.
走过死因幽谷，
And this man also walked through the same valley of the shadow of death.
也经历了一样的经历磨难。
And endured similar
但
tribulations.
是他靠着仰望神的带领，他一步一步的走出这个低谷，最后他终于走向他的辉煌。
Yet by looking to God's guidance, stepped out of the valley, step by step, and ultimately reached glory.
于是这位弟兄回到家里，关起门来，一口气就读完了这个教会里头听到的这个人他的传记。
So this brother went home, shut his door, and read through this man's biography in one sitting.
这个传记写的真的是荡气回肠。
And this biography was deeply stirring.
他真实的记录了一个曾经在黑暗当中走过的，而且真实的看到了神的带领的人所发出的生命的见证。
And he recorded a living testimony of someone who personally witnessed God's guidance in the deepest darkness.
这个见证让这位弟兄认识到。他不能够轻看今天在这个低谷中的经历。
And this testimony showed him, do not despise your current valley experience.
不能够浪费今天在绝望当中的眼泪。
Do not waste the tears of despair today.
因为今天在这个死因幽谷的经历，可能将要成为自己人生当中最宝贵的时光。
For the journey through the valley of the death will become the most precious season of your life.
它可能是自己一个新生命的开始，
This could be the beginning of a new life.
也可能成为自己生命当中一个恩典的印记。
And the very mark of grace.
所以，因着这样的感动，这位弟兄就开启了他的新生命的一篇章。
And moved by this conviction, this brother began a transformed life.
你可能感觉到会很奇怪，
You
这个弟兄他在教会里头听到的这个人是谁呢？
may wonder who was the man the brother heard about at the church?
他读的这个传记又是什么呢？
And what was the biography he read?
他在教会里头听到的这个人，就是今天我要跟大家要分享的大卫王。
The man he heard about is King David, who I'm going to share today.
而他所读的传记，就是今天我要带领大家学习的《撒母耳记上
And the biography he read is the book of Samuel, book of 1 Samuel, which I will lead you to explore today.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父神，我们感谢你带领我们在你所命定的安息日来到你的殿中来学习你的话语。阿爸父神，我们今天要分享大卫的生命，学习他生命当中的功课。我们要在他的生命当中认识你的全能，认识你对我们每一个人的带领、保守和看顾，让我们能够认识到你在我们生命当中的意义。我们人生的意义，阿爸父神，求你的圣灵感动我们，带领我们。我们这样祷告感谢，是奉我主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。大卫是整个圣经当中讲的最多的人，大家应该同意这一点。
And everyone agrees that David is the most frequently mentioned individual in the entire Bible.
在整个圣经当中。有四本书专门记录大卫，就是《撒母耳记上》《撒母耳记下》，历代志上，还有列王记上，记录了大卫的事情。
From 1 and 2 Samuel to 1 Kings and 1 Chronicle, four books recount David's life.
据统计，在圣经当中大概有66个章节，1100多次记录过大卫的生命和他的信心。
Statistically show that David's life and faith were referenced across 66 chapters
大
and
家知
more
道，
than 1,000 times.
圣经当中的诗篇有150篇，大卫就写了其中的一半。
And nearly half of the 150 Psalms were penned by David.
他既是一个勇猛的战士，也是一个伟大的君王。
He was a valiant warrior. And a great king.
他是一个军事家，他也是个音乐家，他是一个诗人，也是一个祭司，也是一个先知。
He's also a military strategist, musician, poet, priest, and a prophet.
但是圣经当中记录大卫的时候，给他最恰当的身份，却不是这些，而是合神心意的人。
Yet when the Bible describes David, the most fitting title given to him is a man after God's own heart.
在撒母耳记上第13章14节，撒母耳预言。说的预言，对扫罗所说的话，说现在你的王位必不长久。耶和华已寻着一个合他心意的人，立他做百姓的君，因为你没有遵行耶和华所吩咐你的。
In Samuel 1, chapter 13, but now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart.
保罗，神接着保罗的口，在《使徒行传》里头也这样说：“我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。”
And also in Acts chapter 13, verse 22, and when he had removed him, he raised up from for him David was as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesus, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will.
当我们学习大卫的时候，我们真的看见大卫的生命是一个真实的、一个有血有肉的人。
And when we learn David's life is a real person.
他与我们的生活其实非常的贴近。
And it's very close to our own life.
在圣经当中占如此重要地位的一个人，我们应该认真的学习。
And we should learn his life.
大卫在圣经当中出现的时候。刚一出现，可谓是闪亮登场。
And David's entrance in the Bible was a dazzling debut.
他一出现，第一次出现的时候，就是撒母耳去找他，用油膏他的头，预言他要将成为以色列的君王。
And the moment he appeared, he became the focal point, seemingly reaching the summit of his life overnight. And he was first anointed by the prophet Samuel to be the future king of Israel.
很快，扫罗王，以色列的王，当时的王扫罗王就去找他，要他做他的贴身侍卫，做他的情司，这是多么荣耀的位置！
And soon became King Samuel's personal arm bearer and musician.
紧接着，大卫就出现在战场上，杀死了巨人歌利亚。大家都记得这个杀死巨人歌利亚的家喻户晓的故事。
And then David defeated Goliath on the battlefield.
所以他可谓是一夜之间名扬天下。
And overnight, his fame spread across the country, the nation.
他一个少年人，在一夜之间，好像他达到了人生的巅峰。
And making it seem as though this young man had reached the apex of his life.
但是我今天要跟大家分享的，不是他的辉煌的时刻，也不是他卓越的功勋。
Yet, what I want to speak today is neither his glorious movement nor his remarkable achievements.
我和大家分享的是要从他如何从人生的巅峰一下子掉到人生的谷底开始。
But rather, how his life plunged from the summit straight to the bottom of the valley.
他所有的看到的、看似希望光明的道路，都被神一一的堵死。
All of his seemingly bright paths were blocked by God.
他所有的属世的依靠，都被神一一的挪去。
Every earthly support he relied on was stripped away.
他唯一的道路就是只能向这个死荫幽谷往前走。
His only remaining path was the valley of the shadow of death.
所以在绝望当中，大卫会怎么样呢？
So, what should David do in the midst of despair?
让我们一起来排着大卫走，把我们的生命放在大卫的生命当中，让我们来体会大卫所走过的路程。
So let it walk alongside David and let his life become a blessing of our own.
让大卫的生命成为我们的生命的祝福。
Let his life become our blessing.
我们来翻开圣经，撒母耳记上18章，我们来开始看。
Let's open the Bible to Samuel 1, chapter 18.
18章6到11节，我读给大家听。大卫打死了那非利士人，同众人回来的时候。妇女们从以色列各城来里出来，欢欢喜喜打击打鼓击击，打鼓击磬，歌唱跳舞迎接扫罗王。众妇女舞蹈唱和，说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。扫罗甚发怒，不喜悦这事，就说将万万归大卫，千千归我，只剩下王位没有给他了。从这日起，扫罗就怒视大卫。次日，从神那里来的恶魔大大降在扫罗身上，他就在家中胡言乱语。大卫照常弹琴，扫罗手里拿着枪。扫罗把枪一扔，心里说：“我要将大卫刺透，钉在墙上。”大卫躲 背他两次。
Samuel chapter 18, verses 6 to 11. Now it had happened as they were coming home when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistine that the woman had come out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tambourines, with joy and with musical instrument. So the woman sung as they danced and said, "Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s." Then Samuel was very angry, and the saying displeased him, and he said, "He had ascribed to David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed only thousands. Now what more can he have but the kingdom?" So Saul eyed David from that day forward. So I only have verses 6 to 9 here.
当大卫战胜歌利亚以后，他本来应该得到的是荣耀和尊荣、尊崇。
So when David returned triumphant from slaying Goliath, he should have received honor and respect.
然而，妇女们的一首诗、一首歌、赞歌，却点燃了扫罗心中的嫉妒。
However, a celebratory song sung by the women ignites the blazing fire of jealousy in Saul's heart.
他的嫉妒如熊熊的烈火燃烧起来。
And from there, the blazing fire starts.
所以从这一刻开始，曾经非常深爱大卫、器重大卫的扫罗，变成了时时刻刻想要把他置于死地的敌人。
So from that moment on, Saul, who had once loved and valued David dearly, turned into an enemy who constantly sought to kill him.
从这一刻，大卫从人生的高峰、巅峰就跌到了人生的谷底。
From here, from this point, David fell from the apex to the valley.
在人看来，这是大卫恶用的开始；但是在神看来，这却是他在塑造一个合他心意的人的开始。
In humans' eyes, this marked the beginning of David's misfortune, but in God's eye, this was the beginning of molding a king after his own heart.
神就是在这个时刻开始，他一步一步地拆除了大卫生命当中所有的属世的依靠。
So from this point onward, God dismantled all of David's worldly supports,
让他完全没有属世的依靠。
leaving him with no earthly reliance.
他唯一能够依靠的就是耶和华他的神。
So that the only one he could depend on was the Lord, his Lord.
首先，大卫失去了他的名声和地位。
First, David lost his reputation and position.
我们很多人都有过失去工作的经历。
Many of us may experience losing jobs.
应该对此深有体会。
And we know how that felt.
当你失去工作的时候，你也不能够支持你的家庭，突然间你发现自己的生命变得没有意义。
When you lost your job, you suddenly lost all the support to your family and you feel it's meaningless.
自己变成一个无用的人，需要别人帮助的人。
And you became a one, you need help from others.
有的时候觉得生命失去了意义。
And sometimes feel it's meaningless in the life.
我们看撒母耳记十九章，9到10节。
And let's read Samuel chapter 19.
我就读9到第10，我从第十节开始。次日，从神那里来的恶魔大大降在扫罗身上，他就在家中胡言乱语，大为照唱弹琴。扫罗手里拿着枪。扫罗把枪一弄，心里说：“我要将大卫刺头钉在墙上。”大卫躲避他两次。 哦，这是我们刚才读过，已经读过的啊。然后大卫就逃离了扫罗。我们看到，我要找的经节在什么地方？
9 to 10 or
有一句叫"当夜大卫就逃走了"，当夜大卫就逃走了。
Chapter 19 verses 9 10.
大卫就逃走了，我看找不到了。当夜大卫逃走躲避了，19哈，19章。对，是19章第10节，扫罗用枪想要刺透大卫，钉在墙上，他却躲开扫罗的枪，刺入墙内。当夜大卫逃走躲避了。这个时候，大卫就成了一个亡命之徒，从原来的将军，从原来的扫罗的情司，一下子变成了一个亡命之徒。
So in Samuel 1, chapter 19, verses 10, when Saul sought to pin David to the wall with a spear, but he slipped away from Saul's presence, and he drove the spear into the wall, so David fled and escaped that night. So from that night, David turned him into a fugitive.
所以从这个时候，大卫必须时时刻刻的警惕扫罗的袭击，处处留心扫罗的追杀。
So from this moment on, David became a hunted fugitive, constantly on guard against Saul's assaults and pursuits.
大卫从此失去了安全，
David lost all security.
孤独、无助、恐惧、焦虑、疲惫、绝望。与他开始如影相随。
As loneliness, helplessness, fear, anxiety, exhaustion, and despair shadowed him everywhere.
所以他的名声和地位一夜之间化为零。
And his reputation status vanished into nothing overnight.
所以在19章第10节，他说："当夜大卫逃走躲避
So David fled and escaped that night.
”紧接着。大卫失去了亲人的依靠。
And next, David lost the support of his family.
我们在困难的时候，我们需要依靠谁？需要依靠我们的亲人。
So in difficulties, we always rely on our families.
大卫失去了他亲人的依靠。
And David lost that kind of support.
我们看到《撒母耳记》第19章11节到17节这里。
In Samuel chapter 19, verses 11 to 17.
大卫逃回到自己的家中，他的妻子米甲似乎在帮助他。
And David fled home for his life, and his wife, Michal, appeared to assist his escape.
米甲是他的妻子，是他的亲人。
And Michal is his wife.
所以看到米甲在提醒大卫说："你今夜若不逃命，明日你就要被杀。"
And he said, "If you do not escape tonight, you are going to be killed tomorrow."
而且米甲帮助大卫把他从窗户上拽下来，让他逃走。
And she helped put him out of the window and escaped.
看上去似乎米甲在帮助他，
Seems his wife is helping him.
但大家要注意到大卫逃走以后发生了什么。
And you all know what happened after he escaped.
当扫罗在质问米甲的时候，说："你这为什么要欺哄我，把我的仇敌给放走呢？"
When Saul asked his wife, "Why you let your husband fled?"
米甲说："他对我说，你放我走，不然我要杀了你。
And she lies, saying that if you do not let me go, I'm going to kill you.
”米甲，大卫的妻子，把谎言将在大卫的头上，让大卫罪加一等，让扫罗更有理由要杀害大卫。
And the wife put a lie to David, so Saul is more angry on with David.
我们中间年纪大一点的人，经历过文革的人，大概对此深有体会。
And the senior people who experienced the Cultural Revolution, who had this kind of experience.
在文革当中，很多的相爱的夫妻，因为逼迫，因为当时的逼迫而反目，很多的人为了表达对这个党的忠诚，就把不实之词加在自己所爱的人的身上，背叛了自己的亲人。这样的事情发生的很多在文革。
During the Cultural Revolution back in China, and many of the couples who choose to show the loyalty to the party of communists, they kind of report their spouse to the party.
米甲是大卫的妻子，本来是大卫的依靠，可是在这一刻，他却背叛了大卫。
And Mika, who is David's wife and supposed to support him, but at this moment she betrayed him.
所以，大卫的第二个依靠被神拿走了。
So David lost his second support.
现在，大卫又失去了自己属灵恩师的依靠。
And next, David also lost his reliance on his spiritual mentor.
我们读到撒母耳记第19章第18节的时候，大卫继续逃亡，他越过田野逃，想寻找一个可以安息安全的之地方，于是他就逃到了自己的恩师撒母耳那里去了。
So in Samuel chapter 19, verses 18, it is described, David continued fleeing across the field, seeking a safe resting place, and fled to Samuel.
撒母耳曾经用油膏了大卫的头，而且预言他要做以色列的王。
And Samuel had anointed David and prophesied that he would be king of Israel.
所以这时大卫逃到撒母耳面前，跟他哭诉，来哭诉自己的悲惨遭遇，
And now David fled to his teacher and pouring out his grief
寻求自己恩师的保护。
and seeking protection.
然而，真正的是神的灵保护了大卫。
Yet it was God's Spirit actually protected David.
我们读到这一节，看到所有扫罗派着人去追杀大卫的这些人，他们都受感动说话。
So everyone Saul sent to capture David was overtaken by the Spirit.
扫罗看到他派去的人不管用，他自己亲自去追杀大卫，追到这个撒母耳这个地方，结果撒母耳也受感动讲话。
And finally, Saul went in person and also proceeded even yes, proceed.
而且，扫罗甚至到脱去外衣，露体躺卧，完全失去了一个做王的这个忠义的狼狈的状态。
And even he stripped off his robes and lying down exposed a completely undignified state of a monarch.
但是大卫在得到短暂的喘息的机会之后呢，又不得不踏上逃亡之路。
However, after a brief respite, David had to flee again.
所以我们看到撒母耳记上20章第1节，大卫从拉玛的拿约逃跑，来到约拿丹那里，就是离开了撒母耳，又逃到了他下一个逃命的地方，是约拿丹那里。
So in Samuel chapter 20, David fled from north in Maonah to Jonathan.
从此之后，大卫再也没有见到他的恩师。大卫从此失去了他的恩师的依靠。
From then on, David never saw his mentor again and lost his reliance on his spiritual leader.
现在他跑到了他好朋友那里，希望寻找依靠。结果，大卫又失去了他生命当中最好的朋友的依靠。
Then he went to his best friend, but however, he found out he also lost the support.
撒母耳记第20章，这里我们看到大卫现在去投奔自己生命当中的挚友约拿丹，但是呢，大卫这个时候他的精神状态已经处于了崩溃的边缘。
In Samuel chapter 20, he said, David fled to his best friend, Jonathan. At this point, David was on the verge of emotional breakdown.
你注意大卫向约拿单在讲什么？他说：“我做了什么？有什么罪孽呢？在你父亲面前犯了什么罪？他竟要寻索我的性命呢？”
And look how he spoke to Jonathan. What have I done? What is my iniquity? And what's my sin before your father that he seeks my life?
这是一个充满了冤屈的人从心里头发出来的怒气。
And this was raw anguish of an innocent man crying out.
而他发怨言的对象是谁呢？竟然是寻索他性命的敌人的儿子。
And he vented directly to the son of the very man hunting him down.
然而，约拿单这个他所忠诚的朋友却不能够理解他。
Yet his loyal friend could not fully grasp the gravity and understand him.
约拿单跟他说：“断然不是，你必不自食。我父做事无论大小，没有不叫我知道的。怎么都有这件事情隐瞒我呢？绝不如此。”
And he said, "By no means you should not die. Indeed, my father will do nothing, whether great or small, without telling me. Why should my father hide this thing from me? It is not that."
约拿单不相信他。
Jonathan doesn't believe him.
大卫呢，努力去说服自己的好友。他说：“你父亲总知我在你眼前蒙福。”他心里说：“不如不叫约拿单知道，恐怕他愁烦。我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我离死不过一步。”
And David tried to convince his friends, "Your father certainly knows that I have found favor in your eyes, and he has said, do not let Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly, as the Lord lives and your soul lives, and there's a step between me and death."
多么的凄惨，离死不过一步。
How tragic, just a simple step between him and death.
可能我们在座的没有这样的经历。
And many of us may not experience this.
我想大概只能是那些在血腥的战场上，战斗的那些战士遇到这样的场景。
I believe there will be the soldiers or the warriors will be experience this on the battlefield.
比如说抗战的时候，台儿庄战役的时候，那些战士可能遇到这样的场景，或者是说二战的时候，诺曼底登陆的时候，大家看过那些场景，那些战士他们遇到的是离死不过一步。
Yeah, we may remember those many famous battles, including the World War II. Those soldiers, they might experience this just a step away from the death.
大卫所处的就是这样的境地。
And David was in that situation himself.
撒母耳记20章整个一章记录了约拿单和大卫他们密谋约定如何去测试这个扫罗的意图，想到底看看扫罗是不是真的想杀大卫。
The entire chapter 20 in Samuel records how David and Jonathan tested Saul's true intentions.
最后的答案是非常残酷的。
The final reality was brutal.
扫罗定义要杀大卫。
And Saul was determined to kill David.
所以知道这样了以后呢，在这个撒母耳记第20章的最后一节，记录了这样一句话。
In the chapter's final verse, it was recorded.
大卫就起身走了，约拿单也回城去了。
And David fled into the wilderness while Jonathan returned to the city.
大卫去哪里了？大卫亡命于旷野。
And David went to the wilderness.
约拿单去哪里了？约拿单回到了王宫。
And Jonathan, he returned to the palace.
这是多么令人心碎的一幕！
What a heartbreaking scene.
感谢神，杨老师进来了。 他的步伐还像以前那样，只是推了一个小车。感谢神。在大卫生命当中最需要帮助的时候，他却不得不和他的最亲近的朋友分离。大卫对好朋友的依赖、依靠被神挪去。
At this moment of greatest need, David was separated from his most trusted friends as God removed this earthly support.
紧接着，在急难当中，大卫逃进了神的圣殿。
Next, in desperate distress, David fled to God's sanctuary.
这记录在撒母耳记第21章。
In chapter 21.
扫罗逃进了祭司亚希米勒所侍奉的圣殿。
David came to Nob where Elimelech the priest served.
大家想想，如果我们有急事儿跑到了神的圣殿，我们最想得到的是什么？
Consider this: what should one seek most inside God's house?
一定是神的帮助了。
It must be God's divine help.
我们就要在那里求告神的帮助啊！
And we all just ask for God's help.
然而大卫没有，
Yet David did not seek God's help.
他寻求的却不是神的帮助。
He is not seeking God's support.
而是所有世人所依赖的东西。
And he sought worldly provisions.
他在神的圣殿当中寻找食物和武器。
And he asked for food and weapons.
我们看到这里，大卫问这个祭司亚希米勒：“现在你手下有什么呢？求你给我五个饼或者什么别样的食物。
And David asked, "Now therefore, what have you on hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread in my hand."
”他逃命这么长时间，他肚子确实是非常非常的饥饿。
And he was angry after a long time fled.
吃饱了以后，他就继续又问这个祭司亚希米勒，他说：“你手下有枪有刀没有？因为王的是圣机，连刀剑器械我都没有带。
And after taking the food, he asked, "Is there not here on hand a spear or sword? For I have brought either my sword or my weapon with me."
”这个祭司说：“你在以拉谷杀非利士人歌利亚的那个刀正在这里。”就裹在布中，放在以弗德的后面，你可以拿去。
And the priest said, "The sword of Goliath, the Philistine, who you killed in the valley of Elah." There it is, wrapped in the cloth behind the ephod.
看，大家看大卫如何回答。他说：“这刀没有可比的，求你给我。
And there's no other except for that.
真的吗？没有任何东西可以和这刀相比吗？
Is that true? There's none like that.
当大卫拿到歌利亚的大刀的时候，他忘记了他曾经说过的话。
And when David took Goliath's sword, he forgot his own earlier declaration
征战的胜败全在乎耶和华。
that the battle is the Lord's.
这是大卫在巨人歌利亚面前所说的话。
And this is what he said in front of the giant.
大卫在神的圣殿当中没有求告神，所以他失去了神的帮助。
So inside God's temple, David failed to pray and temporarily lost divine guidance.
最终，大卫失去了他最后的依靠，他的尊严和他的人格。
And ultimately, David lost his final earthly reliance, his dignity and honor.
在撒母耳记第21章第10节，这里记录了他人生当中的最低点。
And in Samuel chapter 21, it records the lowest point in David's life.
这时大卫他的逃命没有了神的引导指点，慌不择路，竟然逃到了加特。
So fleeing without God's guidance and panicked beyond reason, David fled straight to Gath.
大家知道加特是什么地方吗？
Do y'all know that place?
加特是以色列的敌人非利士人的军事重镇，也是他们的首都，就相当于。
It was the primary stronghold and the hometown of Gileth.
是，而且也是大卫几年前杀了巨人歌利亚，这个歌利亚的故乡。
And it's also the hometown of Goliath, the giant David had slain.
难道大卫自己不明白自己手上杀敌的鲜血还未干，他结果跑到了敌人的故乡去求平安？
Did David not realize that the blood of the fallen champion was barely dry, yet he ran into the enemy's camp for safety?
结果他发现每一个人都盯着他，
And he noticed everyone stared at him.
指着他说：“这不是以色列国王大卫吗？”那里的妇女跳舞唱和，不是指着他说“扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万”吗？
And they said, "Is this not David, the king of the land? Did the women who sang to one another, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s?"
所以大卫是自投罗网。
And David, he walked directly into a trap.
我们看看大卫是如何的反应。
And look at how David reacted.
我们简直不敢相信。
And it's almost unfathomable.
大卫这个时候是装疯卖傻、胡乱涂抹，让自己的鼻涕唾沫流到自己的胡须上，变成了一个疯子。
And David feigned madness, scribbled wildly on the gate doors, and let saliva run down his beard, acting like a lunatic.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个多么凄惨、悲惨的场景啊！
And what a pitiful sight!
那个曾经站在千军万马的阵前，拿着一根牧羊杖和五块石子，站在巨人歌利亚面前，高呼说：“耶和华使人得胜，不是用刀枪，因为征战的胜败全在乎耶和华，并且举手甩出石子。”击杀巨人歌利亚的那位大英雄，现在竟然落到这般下场。
So the champion who once stood before the entire enemy with a shepherd's staff and five smooth stones, boldly declaring, "The battle is the Lord's," before striking down Goliath, now has fallen to such humiliating depth.
所以这个时候，大卫到达了他人生的最低点。
So now is the lowest point of David's life.
他生命当中的全部的依靠都被神一一的挪去。
As every earthly prop and hope was swept away by God.
他有过显赫的名声和地位，神把他拿去了。
And he had enjoyed glorious fame and standing and lost them.
他有过亲人，有过家庭，神把他拿去了。
He had families and they betrayed him and God took them.
他有过自己的恩师，属灵的指导。神把他拿去了，
And he had a spiritual mentor and was separate from him.
他也有一个心心相印的朋友、好友，结果他和他的好友相隔千山万水。
And he had a kind friend who was now worse away.
最后，他自己做人的尊严也没有了。
And finally, his own human dignity was stripped away.
他失去了一切。
He lost everything.
他就像一个过街的老鼠，往东走，东边喊打；往西走，西边是死路一条；往南走，南边是死胡同；往北走，北边也没有道路。
So he was like cornered on all sides. Every direction led to a dead end and danger.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是大卫的挣扎。
And brothers, sisters, that's David's struggle.
你有过这样的挣扎吗？
And do you share similar struggles?
也许在我们的生命当中有这样似曾相识的一幕。
And maybe in our lives you may have faced comparable trials.
也许某天早上，我们高高兴兴的去上班，还没等我们坐稳的时候，结果我们的老板把我们叫到他的办公室，递给我们一张减职的通知。
And perhaps on alternate morning you arrived at work in good spirits, only to be called into office and handed a termination letter.
也许我们带着我们的亲人去看医生。当做完各种各样的检查的以后，医生把我们叫到办公室，告诉我们说，你的亲人得了重病，需要马上治疗。
And perhaps after taking a loved one for a medical test, the doctor informed you of a severe illness requiring immediate intervention.
也许在某一个安静的晚上，晚餐之后，或者是先生，或者是太太。流着泪对另外一半说：“我们的日子过不下去了，离婚吧。
And perhaps one evening after dinner, one of the spouse tearfully stated that the marriage was over.
”也许在某一个周末，当我们在家中很身心放松地享受这个周末时光的时候，突然间收到一个电话。
And maybe during a peaceful weekend, a sudden call from hospital.
是大学的医院里头打来的电话，告诉我们说我们在大学学习的孩子发生了事故，正在 ICU 的病床上。
And the devastating call tell the child was injured and in a severe accident and now in ICU.
这都是非常沉重的话语，
And those are very crushing moments.
是可以把我们一下子。从我们的人平安的生活当中扔到谷底的一些话语，
And this moment can abruptly plunge us from peaceful security straight into the valley.
就像大卫一样，在
Just
那一刻，我们一切的属世的依靠都变得软弱无助，变得毫无意义。
like David in that moment, all worldly reliance become meaningless.
我在准备这个信息的时候，看到有一首著名的诗歌。
When I was preparing this message, I saw there was a famous poem.
歌名叫《主看顾吗》？Does Jesus care？
And the title is Does Jesus Care?
他这样写道：“他说，主看顾吗？”当我心痛苦，令我不能快乐歌唱。
Does Jesus care when my heart is pained? Too deeply for mirth or song.
当重担压下，当忧虑增加，我的路艰难又漫长。
As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long.
主看顾吗？当我路黑暗，令我无限恐怖惊慌。
Does Jesus care when my way is dark with a nameless dread and fear?
当日光消退，当夜幕低垂，似乎主在我身旁。
As the daylight fades into deep night shades, does he go with me along?
主看顾吗？当我遭试探，我虽尽力，却不能抵挡。
Does Jesus care why I've tried and failed to resist?
当我既忧伤，心灵不能欢畅，我的眼泪整日往下流淌。主啊，你的应许在何方？
When for my deep grief there's no relief, though I drop tears all the night long, where is the Lord's promise?
我想大卫当时也在唱这样的歌，在他的心中。
I believe at that moment David also hymned in his heart.
在绝望中，人们常常会呼喊说：“神啊，你在哪里？你为什么默然不听祷告
In desperate, people cried out, God, where are you? Why are you silent to my
？”
prayers?
我们听到过这样的呼喊，旧约当中小先知，我们刚刚学过的小先知书，几乎每一卷书里头都有这样的呼喊。
And we learned in Bibles there are so many things like this.
世人，他们也会呼喊。
And the world say there's no God.
他们会说从来没有神，全靠我们自己。
And they say there's no God and we must rely solely on ourselves.
我们在座的很多人大概很熟悉我们小的时候常常唱的国际歌。
Many of us familiar with international song. Sorry, that's a famous song.
Yeah，那个是洗我们脑子的一首歌。
It was like a brainwashing song when I was a kid back in mainland China.
然而，在这个机会在讲什么？OK。然而，在这个绝望之地，神亲手拆毁了大卫所有的属世的依靠，让大卫别无他路，使大卫学习单单仰望神。
So yet, right in that place of despair, God dismantled every earthly prop so that David had no other choice but to look to him alone.
来这样塑造一位合神心意的心。
And forming him a heart after God's own heart.
只有在这个时候，大卫才神才真正的成为大卫唯一的依靠。
Only then did God become David's sole refuge.
这就是神夺取大卫属世依靠的美意。
And there was God's redemptive purpose.
在大卫这一段时间惊慌逃命的这个时候。这一段时间，他写下了很多美丽的诗篇。
Yeah, during those years, David composed beautiful psalms.
在前面我们讲过的，说大卫逃回家与妻子米甲团聚以后，扫罗打发人去窥探大卫，想要杀死他的时候，大卫做了这首诗篇59篇来呼求神。
And David composed Psalm 59 when Saul sent men to watch David's house to kill him.
大家读诗篇的时候，一定要注意诗篇最一开始的那几段小字，那个小字会告诉我们这个诗篇它的作的时代背景。
And when we read the Bible, we need to look those like a fine arts, fine points, and those will introduce the situation, the background of the Psalm.
大卫在这里呼求说：“我的神啊，求你救我脱离仇敌，把我安置在高处，得脱那些起来攻击我的人。”求你救我脱离作孽的人和喜爱流人血的人。
And Psalm chapter 59, verses 1 and 2. Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Defend me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloodthirsty men.
大卫在逃到加特，最后被非利士人抓着带到加特王面前的时候呢？大卫又做了这首诗，诗篇56篇，呼求神。
So when David faced menace in Gath and was seized by the Philistines before their king, he composed Psalm 56.
他说：“神啊，求你怜悯我，因为人要把我吞了，终日攻击欺压我，我的仇敌终日要把我吞了，因称骄傲攻击我的人甚多，我惧怕的时候要依靠你，我依靠神，我要赞美他的话，我依靠神。”必不惧怕，血气之辈能把我怎么样呢？
Be merciful to me, O God, for men who swallow me up, fighting all day, he oppresses me. My enemies who swallow me up all day long, for there are many who fight against me. O Most High, whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you, in God. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me?
到神最后。保守大卫逃离这个非利士王亚基王的时候呢，大卫又作下诗篇34篇来感谢神。
And after God delivered him from King Achish, David immediately composed Psalm 34.
他说：“耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。一人多有苦难，但耶和华救他脱离这一切，又保全他一身的骨头，连一根也不砸断。
The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken.
在失去所有的属世的依靠之后呢，大卫心悦诚服的认识到，只有依靠耶和华神才是他的拯救。
And having lost all earthly support, David recognized with full conviction that the Lord God alone was his salvation.
所以他后来在旷野逃亡的时候写下这样美丽的诗篇，诗篇63篇第一节，这里说：“神啊，你是我的神，我要切切地寻求你，在干旱疲乏无水之地，我的心渴想你，我的肉体切慕你。”
And later in the wilderness, he wrote Psalm chapter 63. He poured, O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water.
没有真实经历的人不可能写下这样美丽的诗篇。
For anyone who did not experience this can never write these verses.
对于信靠神的人来讲，死因幽谷的每一步都隐藏着一个神的恩典和美好的计划。
And for those who trust God, every step through the valley of the shadow of death holds God's grace and divine purpose.
大卫出生在一个很平凡的家庭，他是个牧人，他也是一个诗人。
And raised in an ordinary home, David was a shepherd and a poet.
他是个音乐家，他又是一个战士。
Musician and warrior.
他是个流亡者，也是个君王。
Exile and a king.
他做过腓力斯的仇敌，腓力斯人的仇敌，他也做过腓力斯人的朋友。
And adversary to the Philistines, and at one time their guest.
他的这个丰富的人生的角色和经历，让大卫跟约伯一样，让他从前封蒙有你，现在亲眼看到你。
And this divine experience enables David like a job.
所以大卫在被扫罗追杀期间，他在过着逃亡。生活，他每天流离颠沛，到处躲避漂流。
And when hounded by Saul, David lived as a wanderer without a home.
有时甚至寄人篱下，但是呢，这样也造成了他能够体恤社会上底层的边缘人的需求。
And when he lived with others, he learned to emphasize with the marginalized and become a leader.
所以他在逃亡的时候，他就成了受迫害、嵌在心里有劳苦愁烦的这些苦恼的人的头目。
And he became a leader to anyone who was in distress in that and discontented.
他把这些劳苦愁烦的、受迫害的这些人，最后训练成他以后的将军，他的内阁。他管理以色列的这些官员。
And he trained those people to be his warrior, his soldier, and eventually his cabinet officers.
他在打败亚玛利人之后，大家记得他定下的规条说，看守军界的人和战场上拼杀的人一样得奖赏。
And after defeating the Amalekites, he instilled a just ordinance that those guarding the supplies would share equally with those who went into battle.
他制定的这充满恩惠的这个律例，深得以色列人的称赞，人们心悦诚服，愿意彼此相互团结起来。
And people admire his law, and this fostered deep unity.
大家如果注意的话。直到今天的以色列仍然体他们的国民他们的军队体现出这样的精神。
And until today, the Israel army and the whole nation demonstrate this.
而且大卫把赢得的胜利归荣耀给神，承认真正的领导者是耶和华而不是他自己。
And above all, he gave all glory to God, recognized the true leader was the Lord, not himself.
所以在艰难的日子里头，大卫学会了被谦卑的顺服。
So through those difficult times, and he learned, David learned humble submission.
后来神两次把他的仇敌扫罗王交在他的手下，大卫都没有伸手害他，而是把自己的冤屈交托给神。
And twice God delivered Saul into David's hand, yet David entrusted his cause to God and refuses to strike the Lord's anointed.
所以正是在这个最黑暗、最绝望的这个幽谷当中，神他像一个技艺精湛的匠人，他手握着一个属天的这个雕刻的刀，他在一刀一刀的雕琢，一锤一锤的炼尽大卫。
And in this darkness valley, God never abandoned David. Like a master craftsman welding a heavenly chisel, he sculpted him stroke by stroke and refined him blow by blow.
他的每一次的逃亡，他的每一次的眼泪，他的每一次的孤独，他每一次的等待，都不是徒然。
And every trial, tear, lonely hours, and delayed service was divine
而
tool.
是成了神塑造生命的工具。
And those became the tools God used.
神不是要毁掉大卫，而是像马拉基书3:2，我们刚刚学完的。说要用烈金之火除去他生命当中的杂质。
And God's purpose was not to destroy David, but as Malachi chapter 3, verses 2 said,
让他成为一个真正的合神心意的人。
and God formed him to be a king named by the God.
所以，最后神雕琢出来的这个大卫，他不仅仅是以色列历史上的一个最伟大的君王，而且更是一位预表弥赛亚的君王。从大卫的家谱当中，诞生了那位真正的永恒的君王——耶稣基督。
Ultimately, God formed not only a great earthly king, but one who foreshadowed the Messiah. From David's lineage came to truth, eternal King Jesus Christ.
这位耶稣基督，他才是真正的世界的弥赛亚，是我们的救主。
And Jesus Christ, the Savior and our eternal hope, a Savior.
也是我们的盼望，让万国、让万民因着他得福。
And all the kingdom and people will be blessed.
弟兄姐妹们，你处在人生的低谷当中吗？
And brothers, sisters, are you in the valley today?
你生命当中有苦难吗？
Are you facing any hardships?
你今天听了大卫的经历以后，有什么感动吗？
Is there any touching after you hear David's story today?
如果有，请你低头和我一起祷告。
And if you have, please bow and pray with me.
主啊。我走的这人生的路，窄路已经太长太长。
Lord, I have walked this narrow path of life for so very, very long.
长夜漫漫，我的脚步疲惫，我的心在彷徨。
Through the long night, my steps are weary and my heart wanders.
我曾经努力站立，却一次次跌倒。
I have tried hard to stand, yet stumbled time and again.
我想努力走下去，却发现自己已耗尽力量。
I wanted to press forward, only to find my strength completely spent.
我的心已经破碎，我的灵也都是伤。
My heart is broken, and my spirit is deeply wounded.
主啊，我真的累了。
Lord, I'm truly exhausted.
可是我的主，即使信心微弱，即使眼泪流干，我仍然选择相信你。
Yet, my Lord, even when my faith is faint, even when my tears have run dry, I still choose to trust in you.
因为你曾应许我，你的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
For you have promised me, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
主啊，求你不要放弃我，求你牵我的手，让我再次刚强。
Lord, please do not give up on me. Take my hand and make me strong once again.
Amém.
Amen.
感谢黄金弟兄的信息，真是有大卫做我们的榜样。我们不管有什么艰难，我们都知道我们可以靠主。感谢主，也感谢大概弟兄的欢迎。好，我们大家起立，我们一起来唱回应的诗歌。你是我主，我的盼望，是我坚固磐石和力量。我要向你切切恳求，请做我一生的救主。你是我的主，你是我的王。你是我高台和盾牌，我的心渴慕，要到你喜悦，我诚心向你屈膝敬拜。你是我主，我的盼望，是我坚固磐石和力量。我要向你切切恳求，请做我一生的救主。你是我的主，你是我的王，你是我高台和盾牌。我的心渴慕，要讨你喜悦。我诚心向你屈膝敬拜，阿门，赞美主。
谢谢黄信弟兄的组织正道和戴凯弟兄的翻译。啊，是啊，我们。在顺境中要信靠我们的主，赞美我们的主。我们在逆境中，尤其是在人生的低谷里，我们要像大卫那样，也信靠主。啊，我们依靠主，信靠主。我们知道征战的胜败全在耶和华我们的上帝。所以说，我们的生命能够跟随主，是一个何等美好、何等幸福的事情。好。下面是我们的欢迎新朋友的时间，想问一问有没有今天第一次来到我们中间的新朋友，让我们来认识一下。啊，没有新朋友，好，很高兴看见有新朋友。哦，杨老师，哦，对，今天杨老师，对对对，呀，哎呀，很高兴看到杨老师，对对对。因为我的视力不是很好，但是刚刚看见杨老师和他的孙子来了，很高兴看到杨老师和你的孙子来到我们中间，感谢赞美主，对，回到我们中间，对，杨老师的身体能够坐轮椅，然后到我们这边，也我也感受到了杨老师身体的恢复啊，这都是，哦，还推着轮椅进来，哎呀，真是。这是感谢赞美主，这个杨老师的身体在进一步的恢复啊，非常非常高兴。好，下面是我们今天的教会的报告事项。下个主日，由 Christopher 正道，由松泉姐妹做翻译。另外还有一件事情就是，经过执事会的祷告和讨论，推举了5名弟兄姐妹。来成立这个叫寻牧委员会，为我们下一步的聘牧 做准备。这五位批评委员会的成员，我给大家汇报一下：是石军、严晓初、汪庆、江松泉、周丽。请弟兄姐妹们为新成立的批评委员会祷告，求神带领我们，愿我们能够寻找到一个一个我们的主所中意的他是一个非常有忠心于主的侍奉坚持真道，能够善于牧养的这么一个牧师。好，求大家为此祷告。因为本周六就是现在这 coming Saturday，6月22号，我们有弟兄团契，我们一起来学习，第五课观念的突破悔改，这是请良善主预备早餐我们仁爱主带领，下面青少年儿童有一个新的项目，这个项目它主要的目的呢是我们那个不同的辈分的，就说比如长辈和年轻人和青少年一起来进行交流互相学习，加强我们对信仰的理解让我们属灵生命从这项活动中得到成长。这项活动呢是每隔一个月开展一次，从8月份开始，所以说8、10、12大概今年是这样的。8月份呢，8月16日是由新义姐妹分享。那10月份和12月份呢，如果有感动的弟兄姐妹愿意参加这项事工的话，请和张磊姐妹联系张磊姐妹。另外就是我们教会的退休会，在劳工节的退休会报名的截止日期是8月23号，愿意参加。退休会还尚未报名的弟兄姐妹和朋友们，请联系黄琴弟兄和执事来报名。另外一个就是教育中心1楼我昨天也看见有青少年儿童的暑期照片展览，他们青少年儿童他们亲手做的一些照片的一些展览，主要是为希望孩子们有一个健康的暑假活动，能够并和我们一起来分享欢迎大家参观好，今天的报告事项就是这些，想问问执事们还有没有什么需要补充的？好，没有。好，下面好，来飞。好，来飞，刚才有这个退休会的报名单就放在那个桌子上面的。如果大家需要报名的话，请取用。好，下面请我们一起站立，献上我们的奉献祷告。我们在天上的父，爱我们的主，今天我们弟兄姐妹们一起来敬拜赞美你，主啊，你创造宇宙万物。我们所有的一切都是从你而来的，我们感谢你赐我们日用所需，感谢你赐我们平安喜乐。主啊，我们来到你的面前，奉上你赐给我们的一部分，为教会的圣工所用，好让我们在你那美好的祝福上有份。主啊，你教导我们不要忧虑吃什么、穿什么，我们所需用的一切，主你都是知道的。我们要先求主的国和主的义，这些东西都会加给我们的。主啊，你还教导我们，我们的财宝在哪里，我们的心也在哪里。求主看顾保守我们的心思意念，让我们常有甘心乐意奉献的心，让我们凭着对主的信心，遵行主的旨意，把我们当奉献的金钱、时间和精力奉献给主的事工。主啊，也求你时时恩赐赋予我们每一位弟兄姐妹，属天的智慧，让我们能够管理好你交给我们的托付。主啊，请你悦纳我们的摆上。以上祷告是奉主耶稣基督尊贵荣耀的名，阿门。好，大家请保持站立，由黄健弟兄带领我们唱三一颂。
好，我们一起来唱三一颂。赞美真神万福之根，世上万民赞美主恩，天使天君赞美主名，赞美神父神子圣灵。亲爱的阿爸父神，我们感谢你今天赐下的话语，你教导我们在凡事上要仰望神，仰望我们的主。阿爸父神，我们切切的、特别的要在我们现在教会寻牧事工上仰望你。求你带领，求你看顾，你爱恩典堂，你必赐下你的仆人带领恩典堂，传扬你的话语，传扬你的福音，直到地极。阿爸父神，我们感谢你，也为今天我们亲眼看到的奇迹，看到杨老师走在我们恩典堂当中，走在我们众人的中间，一起和我们来敬拜你、赞美你，而感谢神，感谢主的治疗，感谢主的看顾、保守。也感谢主激励众弟兄姐妹的爱心。愿天父上帝的慈爱、耶稣基督的恩惠、也圣灵的感动，常与恩典堂同在，常与我们众弟兄姐妹同在，直到永远。阿门。大家请坐，默祷以后散会。